Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very important broadcast lined up for you today. We're going to get Phil Berg to pop in later. Bob Chapman, Webster Tarpley, and a few others for quick reports. I just thought to tell Trey I want to get Mike Rivero on the election, all the things that are happening, to pop in briefly. As well, we'll also take a lot of your phone calls on this live Friday edition, already the 24th day of October 2008, 4 hours layout before us. Market in a tailspin. Reuters, Wall Street joined a global stock market rout on Friday that kicked off in Japan, led to Russia, where Russia suspended trading and sent oil and other commodities tumbling on fears of deep worldwide recession. U.S. stock indexes fell 5% in early trade. News that Britain's economy contracted in the third quarter deepened fears of a worldwide recession born of the worst financial crisis in 80 years. And the U.S. stock market has been all over the map, down as much as 400 points, and we're watching that for you throughout the day here. We'll be announcing what the stock market is up to, because if it continues to drop at this rate, things are not going to be pretty. It dropped 400-plus points. It went back up a bit, to right now only being down 301 points, but is dropping yet again. And, of course, total, 1 year and 1 week ago, the stock market was at 14,000, now at 8,389, and dropping. The safe money is that the stock market will settle out at 7,500 for the next year or two, and then go ahead and finally plunge down to just a couple thousand points. Then the elite will go in, buy it all up with the banker bailout money that they've been pumping into themselves and freezing liquidity to the rest of the population, Main Street and corporations. So we'll be going over that. Chrysler to cut 25% of its salary workforce. 25%, bye-bye. Meanwhile, the London Telegraph reports, demand for gold soars as price tumbles. It's very hard to even get a hold of gold, and when you can find gold coins and bars, it's a huge premium. Most gold brokers are sold out. Most silver brokers are sold out. You can go around different gold sites, different gold companies, and a lot of them say, sold out for weeks, sold out for the last month, hoping to get more. The mints of the West, the U.S., Canada, Germany, Australia, they by law have to buy it at spot. You know, they're not allowed to pay premiums for what they then turn into bullion, so they have to suspend all their contracts the last few months, and they don't have gold coins for you because the imaginary paper number of $750, $800 as it goes back and forth. I mean, this is admitted manipulation. Admitted manipulation. And the people that can get gold are buying it for $900. You know, when it was $900 a few weeks ago, they were getting it for $1,000. Just total and complete admitted manipulation. Even the mainstream media is being forced to admit it is totally manipulated, as people that were in the commodities dump everything they've got. Liquidation, 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 liquidation. So we have a depression happening in the real economy. Simultaneously, we have hyperinflation overlaying that. And so people are liquidating everything, so they also can't find gold. I mean, that's how supply and demand works. You can't find it. There's huge demand for it. It explodes in price. But in this manipulated system, it doesn't work like that. But they can't continue this forever. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's just some of the news. I got a bunch of election news, a ton of other world news. Very important radio broadcast lined up for you on this Friday edition. Stay with us. The websites are prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, InfoWars.net.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've got an important broadcast note. We'll put a little post on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and also add it to the Listen Live page. And I would like to be able to offer more phone lines for people to dial into and listen. But all we can afford is 180. By the way, that's going to cost $2,000 a month, and that's a pretty cheap rate. It costs a couple thousand dollars for the phone cards down at the phone company to be able to do this here in Austin, Texas. And we are not made out of money. I mean, I just take the amounts of money that come in here from the PrisonPlanet.tv members, from the advertisers, from the video and book sales. And we take that and we put it right back into the staff, right back into better computers, better cameras, better office. We're building two studios right now. That's going very well. And when it's all done in the next month, I'm going to give you an online tour with a video camera. I'm going to walk around the office, the new office, and show everybody what we've done and what we've done with the Money Bomb money as well. This phone line system is not Money Bomb money, the $250,000 we raised in one day, thanks to a listener coming up with the idea to do it. That's going into the studios, into the camera upgrades, computer upgrades. And, you know, we shopped around. We try to do this as inexpensively as possible, but still so everything will look really good and sound really good. So big upgrades to the sound of the radio show, upgrades, a TV show. But I won't just be doing the once-a-week TV show that'll be on Dish or the other systems. I'm also shopping around some different cable systems and packages. We'll also be doing live reports. You know, in the TV show format for the PrisonPlanet.tv folks, and then that, of course, is ripped all over the web, which we love. It'll be in high quality for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. So we're working on a lot of things right now, trying to up our game in the resistance to the New World Order any way we can. Now, why is 180 phone lines important? I mean, one AM or FM affiliate, like we have the ratings just from KLBJ 590 off the Arbitron, and just in that 2 hours listening, it's conservatively about 100,000 people that tune in every 15 minutes, and it's well over 500,000 people that tune in, not just with the Austin book, but surrounding books where KLBJ from Dallas and San Antonio shows up in the book. We're talking about over 500,000 people that tune in on that one affiliate. Then we have other affiliates that are in large cities as well. You're talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of listeners, millions total on AM and FM, hundreds of thousands conservatively on WWCR, the biggest and longest continually operating, you know, private global shortwave in the United States, 100,000 watts that were on, 11 hours a day, live for 4 hours, then it rebroadcast several times. That's the last time I checked, they had us on that much. The Internet, number one on Shoutcast for radio talk show. There's some music that's above us. You can go look at their rating section, their stats, their raw stats section there. And that's not even counting our over 100,000 a day downloading the free podcast at Infowars.com. Then, of course, there are the window streams we have that about 3,000 people are tuned in on any one time on those. Tens of thousands over the 4 hours. The average time listening on there is about 45 minutes. We've looked. We've got all those stats. So that, you know, that builds, and then all the other people that are refeeding and streaming, and then the people that put it on YouTube. I mean, it's incalculable. Put the audio on YouTube and put video to it. I'm giving you, the listeners, a report on just how many people we're reaching and the effectiveness of it, and how blessed we are to have this platform, and how humbled I am, and how fast it's growing. That said, it sounds insignificant to say we've added 180 phone lines. But I've talked to other people on other radio networks and places that have done this. That's how radio was born in Europe. It was first called radio before Marconi and others invented it. Radio was for the elite when telephones just became popular, turn of the last century. And so governments, companies, corporations, and the wealthy would dial in to a newsroom with live newsreaders reading the newspapers from around the world and reading telegraph wires coming in live about what was happening. And so that was only for the elite then, and then they developed wireless radio. But the original term radio was from people who would dial into a central switchboard right when telephones were just being put in Europe and to some degree in the United States. And there were different channels you could dial into to get different news reports. But that was completely annihilated by the advent of wireless, which, of course, is great. But the 180 lines, that is for micro FMs. That is for people who don't have a computer. That is for, well, just a lot of people try to call in on the show just to listen. If they don't have an AM or FM, or shortwave's not coming in good, or they don't have a computer. Tens of thousands of other people I've talked to that have done this who've just had, 30, 40 lines. Tens of thousands tune in over a month on it, and it's been very, very popular. And so we hope to be able to pay for this with a sponsor. After the first month, we can show sponsors, look, 20,000, 30,000, whatever it's going to be, tune in, dial in to this line, and here's, how long they listen. So we can pay for that, and if it works, if we can pay for it, I'll expand the thing to thousands of lines because there are attempts to regulate and shut down the Internet. I mean, now the British government, the German government, the Australian government, the U.S. government, they're now openly announcing they want to restrict and shut down the web and, quote, give you free taxpayer pay for. It's not free. national wireless internet that'll basically knock out most of their competition, but then InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and thousands of other alternative sites, they've stated, quote, alternative news will not be on there. And in Europe and in England, where the government is providing a lot of free wireless, we are blocked, and we've done reports on that. And there's a lot of other ways they're censoring. We've gone over those different issues in videos and radio shows that we've done, but it's really happening. So we have all these different legs in the fight. You know, to picture this operation as a table, and we want to be stable. We have the AM and FM. We have shortwave. We have internet. We have satellite. We have the people that take the radio show and put it on BitTorrents and put it on file sharing networks and then post it on YouTube and Blip TV and all these other sites. And it's having an incalculable effect. It's huge. But this is just one more little leg that we just grew today and set down on the floor. And we intend to beef it up until it's a mighty oak. So let me give you the number. We're going to put this in the listen live area on InfoWars.com, the listen page on PrisonPlanet.com, the phone number. And, again, I'm sure it will a lot of days start maxing out. And if we're able to fund it, I mean, I'll keep it even if it – I'll keep the 180 lines even if we don't get a sponsor, and I'll just eat the $2,000 a month. You know, that's my mission here. But if we get sponsors, we will and it starts going to capacity and then over, we will beef it up. Here is the number, 512-646-5000. 512-646-5000. And yes, it can't be toll-free. I happen to know that Ted Anderson's toll-free bill, just at Genesis, just for you to be able to call in toll-free, some months has been above $15,000. And when I found that out a few years ago, I said, well, I'm going to stop just having people sit on hold for hours. We'll only open the phones up at certain times and then take calls. And that actually saved Ted. My show gets a lot of the calls, thousands of dollars a month. I don't like wasting money. It was a time about 5 years ago, Ted almost had to get rid of the 1-800 lines because he couldn't afford it. And this is expensive to do radio. It's expensive to do everything we're doing. The technology has made it a little less expensive, but, you know, we're victims of our own success. I got two of my IT guys out there right now. How much would you say just the 100,000 a day, 6 days a week, downloading the podcast, you'd give me a number? Didn't you tell me it's about $4,000 a month just for that? $4,000 a month. And again, I'm not complaining. I'm happy. I'm just saying that's where your funds, your support goes, is to, I mean, it may be free to everybody out there, but it's sure not free for me. And it kind of gets scary. I'm like, this thing is growing. But are we getting every week now about 3,000 or 4,000 more people on the podcast? Isn't that about our growth rate? We had a meeting a couple weeks ago. Yeah, 3,000 or 4,000 new people a week. That sucker in another year is going to be over 200,000 a day and then exponential. I mean, it's exponential. Just on the free podcast. And we got to pay to send those streams out, too. And Shoutcast has the stats just tracking our visible streams. It's only about half of them. In fact, while I'm on this, I should go pull that up in stats at Shoutcast. But it shows just millions and millions and millions. I think last time I checked, it was like 4 million plus. And I saw a 13 million number in there, too, every month. People tuning in just to the streams. Now, granted, that's a couple million people, you know, doing it over and over again. But the point is, the growth curve is straight up. So praise God. Praise God for that. And as they say, for all you atheists out there, there are no atheists in foxholes. And I'm in a foxhole, baby. I need God. And I know I need those prayers. And I don't want to say I greedily ask for your prayers, but I certainly covet those. I know covetousness is not good, but I appreciate them and I want them. You know, there is more in heaven and earth than what your eyes see. Was that in Hamlet, to paraphrase? There are more things. I mean, look at what science has shown us, what we didn't know. And I call on divine providence to shelter us through these waters because the enemy is howling with anger. The threats are pouring like water over Niagara Falls. The operations against us are great, but the persecution is a blessing because it lets us know that we are on the side of good and evil doesn't like it. Worldwide financial news and a lot more straight ahead.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling, free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD on CivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
But just to make the point clear, they're trying to restrict the web, radio, media. And imagine if we got up to a couple thousand people listening just on phone lines. That could be another way for people to record it, make CDs of it, make tapes of it, give it to folks. I mean, that's how the Patriot Movement 20 years ago, 18 years ago, 15 years ago, with fax machines and phone lines, stopped a whole bunch of gun banning legislation, UN takeover legislation, biological diversity legislation to destroy people's private property rights. So we're going back to low-tech while we expand our high-tech. We're hitting them on every front, ladies and gentlemen. The number to call, if you got unlimited long distance, it's free for you. 512-646-5000, 512-646-5000, the new listen line. And we need your help getting the word out to folks that don't have computers and ways to listen, because by its very nature, they can't hear right now on the internet, the satellite. They can't hear on the shortwave and AM and FM dial, but that's another way for them to listen. Okay, markets are again plunging right now, over 400 points earlier in the day. It is down right now 300 points and some change, 327 points. It's dropped 27 points in the last 15 minutes while we've been here talking. So on its way back down again, and CNBC asked the question, what is behind the sell-off? Panic is turning into despair. What's behind the sell-off? Panic is turning to despair. After beginning in a panic mode the past few weeks, investors are now wallowing in despair. Stock markets tumbled around the world Friday as investors moved to liquidate risky positions, mounting evidence of a global recession born of the worst financial crisis in 80 years, kept most markets volatile. And who caused all this? The private inner group of central banks that control government policy in the Western world had regulations changed that they openly lobbied for, chief among them, the main lobbyist, Henry Paulson, Goldman Sachs, to change the rules so they could take junk, bad loans and package them as gold stocks, basically. And they sold them. And then they tell you it has to do with subprime mortgages? It isn't the bad loans of the people of the houses, that they sold the securities, and that's only part of it, the credit cards, the business loans, the car loans, the corporate loans, the government loans, and all these counties and cities and water districts and school districts and police unions and fire unions. They took your money and they invested in this. Let me explain something. Over 60% of the money we pay in taxes is invested. You have these quasi-private water districts, all of them, power districts, and they take your money. And the cities do this. And they invest it in the global stock market. They invest it in derivatives. They invest it in mortgages. And you say, well, that's good. That's for my pension fund. No, no, no. That's off pension fund. Budget money is put into the pension fund. It's called the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. Every county and city, every one of these little criminal institutions puts one out. They're not even secret. These state universities like UT, now over $100 billion. And it goes into their private investments. It goes into, you know, you'll have a university head who was formerly a CEO of a company, and he'll switch into this job of the chancellor or the president, and then he'll invest billions of your university's money in that, and then the money never goes back to the university. You understand how this works. And what they do, since 1947, the Pentagon was one of the first groups to do it. They had tens of trillions in the funds, and now, in the last congressional testimony we saw, over $4 trillion has been sucked out in the last 10 years. And they say, we won't say even where it is. And that's when the market was good. And see, now they're just saying all that money's disappearing. It's gone. No, it's not. I told you 2 years before Enron imploded that it was a drug-running, money-laundering offshore front, because we have the sources, Greg Palast and others, that it was an offshore front that they were taking the investments of the money and the double and triple charging people for power, and that they were taking it out the back door and putting it into their own private corporations and investments that these private individuals running it owned. And then when they blew out Enron, they told the employees, they told the stockholders, they told the pensioners, oh, everything's gone. There's no money. Sorry, your pension's gone. By the way, Argentina announced last night they're raiding the state and government pensions. Argentina is run by the very same bankers, and they're even going after private pensions. That's right. So let me just tell you, go ahead and knock our heads together, cops. Feel like you're part of the winning team. They're going to take your mommy, your daddy, and your granny's pension, and they're going to take your pension, too. You're going to get down there, and you're going to lick their boots and thank them, because all you love is that black uniform.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Yeah, they set up the national security state in 1947. The government went underground. Under continuity of government. They started the Chicago 1313 model. Because Chicago was mafia run. For more than five decades before that, they'd already started it back in the 30s. Their model. Take the city revenue, set up a double set of books, and then conduit the money into a select private, predominantly offshore corporations. And in 1947, they went nationwide with it. And for more than 60 years now, they have been taking your toll road money, your parking ticket money, your local taxes, sales taxes you pay, property taxes, state income taxes, and they've been taking, on average, more than 60% of it. The rest went to the budget. And they always showed you the budget and had debates. Oh, look, the budget, we don't have enough, we got to raise taxes. Oh, we can't fix the police cars, we can't put new radios in the fire trucks. Oh, we can't fix potholes. Oh, we need to have this bond package. Oh, we need to have a new tax. And they took it and they put it into the corporations, and that's how they got even more power. It wasn't enough for the private group of banks to issue the liquidity and the currency to the treasury they control, the private Federal Reserve. No. They were going to take your tax money. I don't know what's giving them greater power. The banking fractional reserve scam, I know that's the root of their power, but the evidence shows that this comprehensive annual financial report business, and don't roll your eyes out there. Everything we talk about here is true. Everything we discuss on this show is easily verifiable by anyone who wants to look. And do I make mistakes? Absolutely. But I am attempting to tell the truth. I'm telling the truth as best I know it. Here's an example. I did a review Monday or Tuesday of W, and I just kind of wrote a few notes after I saw it at home and ham-fistedly covered it, and I falsely said that Oliver Stone made Flight 93. I know he didn't make that. I know he made the Towers movie. But the point is, that was propaganda, too. So that's the kind of mistakes I make on the fly, like anybody would talking 4 hours a day on the radio or more. But the bottom line is, we are attempting to tell you the truth. We are here giving you the information. We are here exposing what the New World Order is up to. All right, let me just run through the news here. Huge stack of important news, and then I'm going to open the phones up. We'll just open them up right now. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're only like 11 days, 12 days out from the election. So much happening, so much going on. And look, I know a lot of police and government people are just trying to do their job, trying to help people, but the system itself is corrupt. And I have had, over the years, a lot of government people particularly laugh at me about things. And you're laughing at your own destruction. So that's why I talked about police licking the boots of the system while the system destroys their future. And make no mistake, all of us are in this together. That's the point I'm making. We are in this together. And that's why I don't crave physical rioting, combat, you know, fighting the New World Order and martial law. I want to stop that. I want to expose it before we get to that. Markets in tailspin. Again, the stock market is down massively right now. Stock markets worldwide. Stock markets tumbled around the world today as investors moved to liquefy risky positions, mounting evidence of a global recession born of the worst financial crisis in 80 years, kept most markets volatile. U.S. stock indexes fell around 4%, though not as much as feared earlier in the day when futures hit their limit down. European stocks tumbled 6.5%, and Japan's Nikkei plunged 9.6%. The dollar surged to fresh two-year peaks versus the basket of currencies as dismal economic data from Europe heightens fear of recession. And let me explain what's happening there. I would love nothing more than to have the dollar actually strengthening, because hyperinflation will destroy our future. It is a harbinger of pain and suffering and poverty. It destroys savings. It destroys people's futures. It destroys families. It destroys institutions, companies, jobs, infrastructure. But what you have here, and what the bankers have said they're doing, is worldwide they are already controlling the dominant currencies of the planet. And they are bringing them down together. That's why they're saying they want a new global order. That's not me saying it. It's mainstream news. There's like five articles I saw today or more. They are setting up a global order by a private central group of banks, and then they are going to have controlled worldwide inflation. And so the dollar lost over 60% of its value against the euro in the last 8 years. And then it would gain a penny back, and then it would lose 2 pennies. And it would gain 3 pennies back and lose 5 pennies. Back and forth, but overall going straight down. Now, what started happening 3 weeks ago? British sterling. The euro zone. The yen, the yuan. Currencies worldwide, the ruble. The dinar. On and on and on. They began to free fall. And so what happened is they plunged. And so when you put the two indexes of the dollar next to them, because they've dropped in value, they're showing you the dollar, quote, gaining a few pennies back, but only in an index of other currencies. Overall, all the currencies are losing purchasing power and fast. That is inflation. That is a currency devaluation, the very bedrock core of inflation. And so despite the fact that we already have hyperinflation, above 15% and growing, mainline analysts say 20 to 30% by next year, definitely by 2010, in a year and a few months. Only a year and a few months away from 2010. Unbelievable. They are depressing the real economy, shutting off liquidity, credit. The economy is grinding to a halt worldwide. While they go, we're bailing you out, we're bailing you out, we're fixing it, amassing trillions into a select group of global banks. So they'll be flush with cash as everything implodes, so they can consolidate. And so they can then say, oh, we got to have a global government, global regulation to stop this ever happening again, when they're the ones that did it. It's unbelievable. It is absolutely incredible to see this happening. And so for a time, the depression, the massive contraction in the real economy, Main Street, farms, ranches, businesses, restaurants, car dealers, local small factories, that is in free fall. And so the fact that there isn't as much demand will take a little bit of the edge off of the hyperinflation, but only for the next year, maybe even less. I mean, milk was $2, it's $5. Eggs were 30 cents, now they're $3. You're already seeing that, real inflation. But it is just going to intensify and intensify. Chrysler to cut 25% of salaried workforce, and I've got a lot of other really serious financial news here. GM intensifies talks of buyout to buy Chrysler car operations. U.S. home sales rise 5.5%. Treasuries par gains as stock sell-off ease. Dollar yen rally on global stock sell-off. Oil below $65 a barrel. OPEC cut fails to halt slide. Some need to sell and get out of the way. GE to test Fed's commercial paper funding facility. So they're behaving as a financial institution, now a bank. Cumberland Advisors is saying that they believe this is a peak of liquidation we've reached. They said that a month ago. They said that 6 months ago. They said that a year ago. And now you have the helter-skelter, upside-down world of gold and silver demand at record highs. It's sold out in the majority of the nations of the world. Mints can't even get it to make new coins. Shutting down everywhere. They're talking about shutting down for years. But in paper, gold's plunging. Total manipulation. In the election, the IBD editorials has done a report on the most accurate poll from the 2004 election. And that more accurate poll, IBD/TIP tracking poll with 11 days left, finds a 44.8 for Barack Obama and John McCain at 43.7. So we're talking about a 1.1 point lead for Barack Obama. With the polling agency that was the most accurate in the last election, but because of all the election fraud. Don't confuse that with voter fraud. That goes on too, but that's a smaller problem, according to all the experts we've talked to and historically. That's retail. It's more sporadic. You know, stealing it centralized in the machines, that's the key. The media's got you all focused on Acorn, which I think is important to look at. And obviously, it's fraud and a lot of chicanery and skullduggery and sneakiness going on there. But you know, look at this hand, look at this hand. Don't look at that hand while I actually smack you with it. In the Northeast, Obama's got 51% to McCain's 33. In the Midwest, it's 45 for Obama. So in the Northeast, Obama's got a huge lead of 51 to 33. In the Midwest, He's 45-41 leading. So he's winning in the Midwest, Obama is. In the South, he's losing. In the South, Obama gets 40%, and McCain is 51. In the West, it's 47 Obama, 44 McCain. Urban is 61% Obama, 28% McCain. Suburban is 31% Obama, 57% McCain. So opposite numbers. Basically, you can superimpose them, you can switch them. Urban versus suburban. In rural, 31% are for Obama, 57% for McCain. People 18 to 24, 24% for Obama, or 74%. Wow, the young people don't like Obama. 22% for Obama, 74% for McCain. 25 to 44, the trendies, 47% for Obama, 45% for McCain. Very interesting numbers here. 45 to 64, 49% for Obama. So 45 to 64, they like Obama. That's the hippies. 49% for Obama, 36% for McCain. In males, 41% Obama, 49% McCain. In parents, 45% Obama, 43% McCain. Under 30s, 48% Obama, 42% McCain. Democrats, 84% for Obama, 8% for McCain. Republicans, 5% are for Obama, 86% for McCain. So stronger partisanship there, about 2 points. Independent or other, 44% if they had to choose. That's a key swing vote right there, if you can trust the election. 44% for Obama, 5% above, 5% lead in independents, above McCain at 39%. Investors, 43%. Self-described investors, 43% for McCain. 43% for Obama, 46% for McCain. So investors favor McCain by 3 points. Single women, 55% for Obama, 30% for McCain. Married women, 45% for Obama, 44% for McCain. High schoolers, 45% Obama, 40% McCain. Some college, community college, 39% for Obama, 51% for McCain. College degree, 47% for Obama, 41% for McCain. Conservative, 21% for Obama, 69% for McCain. Moderate, 57% for Obama, 29% for McCain. Liberal, 87% for Obama, 7% for McCain. Upper middle income, 52% for Obama, 38% for McCain. Middle class, 43% for Obama, 48% for McCain. Working people, self-described working, 44% for Obama, 41% for McCain. Lower income, 63% for Obama, 26% for McCain. Protestant, 38% for Obama, 51% for McCain. Catholic, 39% for Obama, 48% for McCain. Other Christian groups, 40% for Obama, 49% for McCain. Jewish, 57% for Obama, 17% for McCain. Interesting independent number on that. That's the highest level I've seen for independents. 27% of Jews say they're independent. That's the largest group here I see of any group. I've been ignoring independent. But Jewish, 57% for Obama, 70% for McCain, 25% independent. A lot of that's Nader. Other, 55% for Obama, 36% for McCain. And atheist or none, agnostics, 77% for Obama, 13% for McCain, 10% independents. Union household, 59% for Obama, 29% for McCain. Non-union, 43% for Obama, 46% for McCain. Displays flag, 36% for Obama, 51% for McCain. Does not display flag, 63% for Obama, 28% for McCain. It goes on and on. That's up on Infowars.com. Kind of mindless, but it's interesting to go over it. We haven't been getting into the campaign as much, but we're down here in the last stretch, so we're gearing up to chronicle all the election fraud that's going on and everything. You'll be able to hear that here as we talk about election integrity. Speaking of that, I've been watching more TV than I normally do, just tracking their propaganda. And on MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, Fox, it's tracking election integrity. keeping elections fair and safe. Now, call us if you know of any election fraud. They did that last election, and they basically whitewash it and lets them know what to cover up. It is the mainstream media, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, AP, that going back to 63 when the globalists killed Kennedy, they then took over elections, and the states and counties would announce one thing, but in New York, voter news services would announce the fraudulent numbers, and you go back to every election, there's evidence of massive fraud by VNS. And so to have them, quote, watching it, that is the fox guarding the proverbial henhouse. Democrat Bingaman tells Station he will reimpose the fairness doctrine to shut down free speech. Principal censors 9/11 Truth yearbook photo. Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura to host anti-war pro-peace event. That's up on InfoWars.com. Police investigate a story of potentially political attack by an Obama supporter.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
By the union, that big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole darkness is gonna be against the law. Well, it's a night.
Look, I'm going to get more into elections later. I want to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. International Iranian TV wants me on for an hour, coming up in about an hour and a half. I just can't do it. The radio show comes first, but that does reach millions of people. They want to do a phoner, though, not a satellite TV interview. Maybe we could simulcast that. Maybe I could dial them here and move one of the guests and then just skip all the breaks. I mean, the network would play the breaks. It would just cut over me. And we could do, you know, that actually sounds interesting. Will you go drag Trey in here for me? Because we just told him no. Maybe we should tell him yes. Because that would make for really informative, interesting radio. I just don't know if they want to do that. You know, the way to pose it to them is Alex will be doing his live radio show, and you can just interview him while he's on the radio. You want to tell them that I'd be happy to explain to them that I'm on the air, but a lot of times we do simulcast. I'm explaining I'm on the radio. You know, I'm sure they know that Fox and CNN and all them do that, too, where they cut to radio hosts. And I can and tell them I have breaks, but I can just go on the phone system here. Except that we're using the phone system. Well, you can do it over the computer, can't you, in there? Have them call that computer system in there instead. And then just make sure we have the backup number in case that computer system, it drops sometimes. And I mean, because if it's posed as, oh, we'll simulcast, they may have to go to higher ups to explain. Alex is doing a show, but, you know, he does a lot of simulcast where it would be Alex on air being interviewed by your guys and then we would just pause and listen to what you have to say. We can kill two birds with one stone. If they don't want to do it, just tell them I'm always available after 3. And then and we've nailed down my coverage on Russian TV coming up on Election Day, right? That's nailed down now? Triple confirm. I know you've been out the last few days. Okay, fantastic. We just have to multitask and do everything right here on the air. It's total transparency, ladies and gentlemen. I thought about doing reality TV with just live webcams here in the office at all times. I bet that'd be crazy. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence. But I bet that goes better left unsaid.
Butchered that, didn't I? Because I'm the king of that. Okay, here's all the other crazy news I have in front of me. We're going to get to this after I take a bunch of calls. Pentagon warns of... I had a Freudian slip there. See, I'm trying to warn you. Pentagon wants pack of robots to detect non-cooperative humans. That's a quote. And they've got all these big bids out for surveillance robots on all terrain to basically go in and surveil the public, and they also have weapon systems. They used them in a laboratory test, live-action laboratory in Fallujah, swords going around killing people. And every time I talk about this, people take YouTube clips and make fun of me and say, look, he's making up combat robots now. He's insane. Look, I'm just covering mainstream news here. I mean, your sickening denial, some of you out there, has just reached biblical proportions. And then people are on my comment page where Steve Watson wrote the story, but it's posted up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, and the comments are like, look at those wimpy things. I'd blow them away. I don't care if they deploy these. Yeah, people laughed at biplanes, too, in World War I until they saw what they could do. The point is they're developing this, and it's developing very fast, and they're admitting they're to be deployed against the American people. And then they can be given central orders and will carry out crimes, whereas troops may not do that. You see, they face scan you, and then they kill you deader than a hammer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.